This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The House and Senate have increased the amount of money that the federal government is allowed to borrow. The House measure passed last night. Lawmakers had to make this move to avoid defaulting on government obligations and shutting down government services. Most Democrats and even a few Republicans voted against the debt limit increase in protest. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The federal government cannot operate today without borrowing money. The amount borrowed in 1 year is called the budget deficit. The national debt is the total owed from many years of budget deficits. Right now, the national debt stands at close to $7.5 trillion, and the government borrows about $1 million more a minute. That's what's making some Democrats, like Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio, hopping mad.
That's how serious this problem is, and they're borrowing money in the name of the American people. We're going to have to pay it back with interest. Our kids are going to pay it back with interest. Our grandkids are going to pay it back with interest. And in their scenario, our great-great-great-great-grandkids are going to pay it back with interest to the Chinese and others who are now financing our government and our spendthrift ways.
To manage this borrowing, Congress sets a kind of credit limit on the federal charge card. It's called the National Debt Limit. In recent weeks, the government has come flush up to that ceiling and, with a little fancy accounting, even beyond. And so the Republicans, in charge of the House, Senate, and White House, were also in charge of raising that credit limit by some $800 billion. Republican Congressman Tom Reynolds of New York said the stakes were too high to not act.
The reality is, we keep screwing around with this thing, we're going to shut the government down.
Democrats in the House attempted to attach an amendment to the debt limit bill that would reinstate what are called pay-as-you-go rules. Such rules require that any new spending or tax cuts must be offset somewhere else in the federal budget. Pay-as-you-go rules were in place in the 90s when President Clinton and the Republican Congress brought the federal budget out of the red and into surplus for the first time in decades. But today's Republican leaders said those rules would only cloud the task at hand. Reynolds rejected Democrats' assertion that Republican fiscal policies are to blame, massive tax cuts, and increased federal spending. He said leaders from both parties have raised the national debt limit.
So it's not a new thing, it's not a Republican thing, it's not a Democrat thing, it's a government thing. And it'll be a consequence if we don't keep the government running, because for the history of our nation, we've never not made sure that we honored what needed to be done relative to debt limit.
With the credit limit raised, both the House and Senate today take up the remaining spending bills to fund federal agencies and programs through the 2005 fiscal year. The bills are months overdue and are wrapped together in a massive package. Most lawmakers say they will have no time to read it before they vote. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Today, the chairman of the Federal Reserve warned about the long-term dangers of another deficit. The U.S. trade deficit keeps expanding. Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan says the U.S. economy will face problems if we keep buying more than we sell overseas.